And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The United Nations has reached a new pinnacle of irrelevance, with the International Court of Justice declaring climate change as an existential threat to all humanity in what they're calling a landmark decision. The 15 judges have apparently decided their courtroom is better suited for climate activism than actual justice. One judge even proclaimed that greenhouse gas emissions are unequivocally caused by human activity. Pretty bold stance from the same organization that can't seem to address actual human rights violations. Speaking of institutional capture, the transgender agenda continues its march through our institutions with troubling developments on multiple fronts. A judge in Hong Kong just ruled that gender-confused men now have the quote-unquote right to use women's bathrooms, striking down a law that protected women's spaces. The judge suspended implementation for 12 months, graciously allowing the government time to figure out how to accommodate this constitutional assault on biology. Basic biology at that. Meanwhile, Kaiser Permanente has finally paused transgender surgeries on minors under the age of 19, but only after significant pressure from the Trump administration. The healthcare giant will continue providing cross-sex hormones to children because apparently stopping short of surgical mutilation counts as progress. In 2025, yeah. The scope of this ideological infiltration becomes clearer when you see how institutions are desperately trying to hide their continued DEI efforts. The administrator of Vanderbilt University was actually caught on camera admitting that the school remains thoughtful around DEI work, insisting that, quote, all the things that are components of DEI work are part of what we do, even if we don't label everything as DEI work. End quote. Even Planned Parenthood is playing in a shell game right now, reportedly hiding gender-affirming care in their annual reports while maintaining their primary mission of targeting the most vulnerable. The abortion giant has seamlessly expanded from ending lives before birth to permanently damaging children after birth. Pretty consistent in their war against human flourishing, isn't it? On an encouraging note, the FBI deserves credit for Operation Grayskull, which dismantled four major dark websites trafficking in child sex abuse material. 18 offenders have been convicted so far, including a Minnesota man sentenced to over 20 years in prison. We also cannot forget our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. In India, a Christian family was expelled from their village by a Hindu mob demanding they abandon their faith and participate in a forced conversion ceremony. When they refused, villagers attacked their home and abused their three daughters before forcing the family into the forest. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.